I guess. I don't know. You've had a lot of experience with either bars or coffee houses. So, are the coffee houses more successful for you as far as getting original material out there?
A little bit more, I'd say. Yeah, just a little bit more, generally speaking. And if anybody out there in listener land has a real good idea about venues around here that would be good for originals, because it doesn't seem to be that many, please go to my website and email me. You know, the homepage has got an email link there. Let me know about it, and I'll share it with other musicians.
All right. Ready to do another one for us?
I will. And I was, this song is called Keep It in Check. And Keep It in Check. There we go. Moving the mics around a little bit. Keep It in Check is a little saying I've heard before, and I just liked it. The song... It's one of those. This song started a little bit differently. Songwriting with this fourth grade class that I told you I played for. I had fun because I talked a lot about songwriting. I also played some hooks for them. Like I'd go, you know, I'd sit there and go da 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 da, and every one of the classes, of course, the kids would can't touch this. You know, they knew it. And I played little riffs. I played, you know, like Mary Had a Little Lamb and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and they could name those tunes. And some of that is built in with songwriting. And over time, as I've gotten older, I think I think about that more. There's nothing wrong with being artistic, but there's also nothing wrong with thinking about what can I do to make this song come across to these people. And with Keep It in Check, I don't know if I was really totally thinking about that or not. It was the words. I don't know. It was one of those they did just kind of pour out, and they were influenced probably by some reading I had been doing. But the original groove, when I started just kind of playing the chords, I was thinking about a song that I don't know about too many things, but I know what I know if you know what I... That song popped in my head as a groove. And I started messing with that groove, and it turned into something totally different, you know, after I was really done. And this is what it turned into. There's a lot of questions out there that are very hard to turn. And if you don't give the right answer, there's a good chance you'll get burned, and you sure don't wanna get burned. So keep it in check every day. Keep it in check every way. Keep it in check, that's what I say. Keep it in check every day. Turn on the local TV set, and it's so hard to find any good. Evil is so sensational, I'd stop watching if I could. It's sexy and it's tasty, keeps me coming back for more. Such a strength, I'm rotten to the core. I got to keep it in check every day. Keep it in check every way. Keep it in check, that's what I say. Keep it in check every day. Yeah.
those who have a lot, they'll be given more. Don't get caught with your lamplight low, 'cause when the groom comes back, he's gonna lock the door. Don't get caught in between. Much worse than you ever thought to get left behind. Don't get left behind. You gotta keep it in check every day. Keep it in check every way. Keep it in check. That's what I say. Keep it in check. Every day, I bet and check. Ooh, I bet and check. Keep it in check. Every day, keep it in check. Every day, I bet and check. Every day, I bet and check. Every day. Keep it in 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 check. Every day.
All right, getting the mics readjusted again. That was Keeping in Check, Fraser Riddell, the artist. And he's here with us live in the studio tonight, just in case you're wondering. That was a live performance here on live radio on Solid Gold Classics.